So it's Monday the 8th of May 2023. The time is currently 10:34. I'm sitting in a car with Mark, Rob, Alex. It's very wet.
It's very miserable.
I don't like it.
But we're on our way to Eurovision.
We are.
Amazing.
I don't like it.
So, are we excited, first of all?
Yes.
Yes?
Are you excited?
Oh, definitely. Forget about them. It's
going to
be great.
In terms of Liverpool, what are you expecting to see or hoping to see?
Rain.
In the city. Rain.
Rain. I mean, that's fair to say. Absolutely chucking it down. Since we got up this morning.
It is the northwest, so rain is fairly standard. I'm looking forward to exploring the Euro Village.
If they'll let us in.
If they'll let us in.
There's so many rules about what we cannot bring in. It'll be a wonder we get in at all.
I don't like it.
All right, Pauline.
And we're sadly not going to see Goa because they're on at 7:45.
Yeah.
We'll be in the arena.
They were supposed to have been on a bit earlier. But we've just been told by a friend who's already there that they're not on till later now.
Oh, well, but there are lots of other things to see. I'm sure that lots of exciting cultural events.
I like it.
And in terms of the show, who are you looking forward to seeing?
I mean, I think it speaks for itself. We're all very excited to see Queen Loreen representing Sweden this year.
And her sandwich toaster.
Panini press.
Well, panini press than toaster.
True.
Obviously, Finland's got massive expectations on it.
Yes, yeah. I want to. I'm going to be doing a bit of cha-cha-charring.
Char.
I think it's a really good bunch of songs. Actually, they've all grown on me over the week.
Fungus.
And of course, we
thanks, Rob.
An added bonus: we get to see Germany, Italy, and France perform tonight as well.
Ooh, yeah.
As they make their recordings for tomorrow night's clips.
I'm looking forward to seeing France. I really like Lazara and Evidemont. I think Germany will be a bit of a spectacle with their blood and glitter.
Yeah.
Then they'll put on a show. I'm a bit about Marco.
Like
rinse and repeat for Italy, is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit like what we said about Switzerland. Sad boy sings a ballad. And it's a little bit the same with Italy. It's like handsome, kind of rugged-looking man singing a ballad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll have lots more to say after we've actually seen the show and we're back in the car and probably nodding off.
Yeah.
Either that or we'll be so hyper we won't sleep.
I need to sleep. I've got work in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll have to tune in later and find out.
Yes.
I don't like it.
So, we're back and it is 11:30 at night.
I don't like it.
Back in the car.
Yeah.
Travelling home. Finally.
We are all exhausted.
But, wow, what a show.
Oh, definitely.
It was a very, very slick production.
Everything you hope for?
Yeah, I think so. I was just amazed at how slick it was and how smooth it all went. Anybody would think they'd been rehearsing for
3 weeks?
Well, I was going to say weeks, but obviously it has been weeks, although the artists have only been there for just over a week, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yes. I think what struck me, and maybe all of us, was when we walked in, we went, wow, it's quite small.
Yeah, it is. When you see past contests in other arenas, it looks huge. And then when you walked in, the first thought was, oh, wow, that's a great stage. And then it's like, oh, it's quite cozy.
We're really close.
Yeah, I definitely felt that.
Because we had seats right at the back.
Yeah.
And we assumed that we would be a fair distance away from the stage. And actually, because of the scale of it, you know, the limited capacity, we found ourselves quite near.
Yeah.
And how many celebs did we spot going up and down those stairs?
Oh, God, we spotted so many celebs.
Yeah, our seats were right along kind of a a thoroughfare up into the commentators' boxes. We had so many, like, of the Biebs people passing us.
So I had lunch with Kano.
Yeah, so we'll get on social media. Bob had we went to a cafe and Norwegian man Kano were having lunch at a table next to ours, and literally as we were all finishing, Rob rushed out of the cafe to go and get a picture with them, and then we saw them again at a McDonald's, and then again at a Lush doing a like a press event,
yeah,
or something.
Mini
there.
Concert, wasn't it?
Yeah, an acoustic set.
Ugh, don't say that. Don't say the A word.
Then we had, who else was that? Was it
Gustav?
Gustav
was at the Lush at the Wee Wee Blogs Centre.
Yeah.
And then our little...
And then, Mark, you said you saw Alexandra from Kano again.
Yes, I saw her again after we had our burgers, didn't we? Before we went to the arena, and she walked past again.
So did...
I'm beginning to doubt you now.
Who else was it that we saw?
There was Theodore from Romania.
Yeah?
He was there having burgers at the same place as us.
And then... Who was... Oh, I forgot his name already. It's late. Oh, right tattoo.
Oh, Thomas Jessen.
Thomas
Jessen walked past us.
That is like Swedish writing royalty.
And then, when we were in the stadium, in our little thoroughfare, we had, I think it's Matthias, one of the judges on All Together Now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alicia Dixon. And Ryland.
And
Scott
Mills.
Scott Mills.
Yeah.
I think it was very cool to see that Alicia Dixon was keeping it real, wearing slippers.
Not heels, going
not
up and down those stairs. Oh, an honourable mention for Paddy O'Connell also went past us. He is commentating for Radio 2
okay.
on the semis, and he used to commentate on the televised semis back in the sort of when they first started, 2004 onwards.
Right.
So, really good guy, really good supporter of Eurovision. So, want to make sure we mention him as well. So, that's all our celebs.
Yes.
The stage looks beautiful. The lighting on it is amazing.
It's superb.
Yeah.
The also glossy.
When you guys see it on TV, or if you go to any of the other semis or the final, you will be like, wow, this is some really cool staging.
It's glossy. The colours are on theme with the logo and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a really good stage. It's a very good setup. I mean,
the lights are great.
The green
room's great.
Yeah, the way the green room pods are U-shaped with LEDs that light up in the country flag colours. Things that none of us have been to a Eurovision before, so we don't really have a lot to compare it to from being in person, necessarily.
No.
But what we can say is that what the BBC and the Liverpool Arena have done is amazing.
They've done a really good job. Very, very impressed.
So we won't talk about the songs too much, because when we actually watch the televised semi, we will do a proper podcast where we talk about the performances that you see on the telly. So we spent most of the time looking at what was happening on the stage.
Yes.
Any standout performances that you thought, wow, that was better than I thought?
Ireland
went big.
And the crowd went mad for Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just because there's a lot of Irish people in Liverpool, but they did do a really, really good performance. It was very good.
Anthemic. They really, really whipped up the crowd. That was really good.
I thought, I like Water Guns. I thought that was a good performance.
Switzerland.
He's only 16?
Very young, yes. Very confident performer, though.
Yeah, very confident. Very good voice.
We also got to see France, Germany, and Italy as well. I should mention that. And France got such a cheer and so much support.
Yeah.
And the staging, when you get to see, it looked great in the arena when she's on this pole and she's going up and down.
Yeah.
She doesn't move a lot.
No.
Bless her, she is on a very small pedestal. but what she does with her hips is great.
She's got a bit of handography as well, hasn't she?
She has. And that went really big in the hall, and that made me think, you know what, I can see why she's climbing the odds.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if she's going to be, perhaps, I think she's in third at the moment. She might surpass that.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Honestly, France is now a serious contender, I think.
Yeah.
Based on that.
There have been a few serious contenders that have cropped up after tonight's rehearsals. We're starting to kind of see who some of the front runners might be.
I think everybody did a great performance tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it was a duff performance at all.
No. The only thing that I began to lose a little bit of interest with is the Netherlands. You've had a bumpy ride. And even though it was an okay performance, in terms of the staging that we saw tonight, mm-hmm. it really, when you compare it against what other countries were doing,
yeah,
I'm not sure if it's going to be enough to get them through the semi.
Maybe they were just, obviously they were put together by Duncan Lawrence, maybe they're just emulating that performance that did so well for them then.
Maybe.
Could be. Anyway, I think we shall wrap it up there, shall we?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Because we're all a bit tired.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be midnight before we're getting into bed, at least. So, I hope you've enjoyed this brief podcast and our foray into a live Eurovision. We've certainly enjoyed it. Hope you have. We shall be back on our next podcast, where we will be reviewing in full semi-final one. Until next time, it is goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.